The federal government has provided Dananda Manor with $2.3 million to make the building more environmentally friendly. That money comes from the indigenous leadership stream. Among the building's upgrades will be improving the building's insulation and adding a wood pellet biomass heating system. That's going to be really helpful for reducing emissions, said Federal Environment Minister Julie DeBrusson on July 2. The building, which was constructed in 2003, had been using diesel to keep warm. CEO of Dananda Investments Incorporated, Daryl Beaulieu, said the green upgrades will cut about 30,000 liters of heating oil every year and shrink the building's carbon emissions 85 tons. It will also save more than $40,000 in energy costs. Without this vital federal contribution, a project of this scale would have been out of reach for us, said Beaulieu, adding that other indigenous communities across the north will take note of what additions work at Dananda Manor. They want to know whether these technologies work in our climate, and if the savings are real and these investments would make sense. We're creating a proven model for First Nation members that can adapt to their own communities, he said. Dananda Manor is an indigenous-owned apartment building on 49th Avenue. It's home to 11 families and two businesses in downtown Yellowknife. Ottawa is also giving about $4.6 million to the Inuvialuit Regional Corporation through the same stream to fund ground-mounted solar kits for Inuvialuit-owned cabins.